Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yeah, 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 Screwball Radio. Another episode. Shout out my brother King Eric. Shout out Black Poet. What's the deal?
What's the deal, bro? Live and direct. 155 underway. Screwball Radio, man. How everybody doing out there?
Yeah, we good, man. We good. Another episode. You know, got a special guest coming on tonight. A
yes,
good
sir.
Brother. Yeah, man. He's been putting in some pain all year. Definitely pleasure to have him on today.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward, and it's going to be a dope build because from what I've been observing and listening to, he's putting in a lot of dope quality work. So it's great to have him on to pick his brain and to tell his story.
For real. Good brother, straight out of Strong Island, you know, representing Low Lives. For real, man. It's going to be a good episode, man. It's brick out here.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It is brick out here. And
yeah,
I want to say welcome home to my man Iceman. You know, welcome home. Yeah, let's get this show on the way.
Yes, sir. We as wait for him to call, man. I'm happy to actually get back into Raleigh, man, because I was actually in Rocky Mountain yesterday. And the crazy thing that happened, dog, it was like a couple blocks down from me, they had like a big-ass drug bust. Like, they had a whole drug raid.
Yeah, that ain't nothing new, you know what I'm saying?
Shoot. Yeah. I'm out there just walking my dog, and I'm next thing you know, a couple blocks, two houses down, because, you know, I took my dog with me. I've seen about damn near 20 damn cop cars coming down there, and they just raided the crib, and I was like, God damn, what's going on here? Like the movie, it's like they've seen a belly or something. So they went ahead and they searched the place. They tore up everything, got the guys, and it's already out on the news. I was like, let me get up out of here before they want to interview me. I don't know nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Well, they might think you part of that shit.
Exactly. Those niggas, bro, they had like a hidden trap door in the living room where they was hiding the cocaine too.
That means somebody was snitching. That's what that means. Only way they know details like that is if somebody telling, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely an inside. That's definitely an inside job, man.
Yeah, for real, man. When they know certain details that nobody else is supposed to know, that means somebody said something. For real.
Yeah, and when I got home, I was looking at the news, and they said they busted these guys with 50 grams of marijuana, 8.5 grams of crack cocaine, an SCCY brand handgun, all that in that trap. So somebody dropped a dime.
Yeah, you know, somebody could have got in trouble, and you know, somebody always telling somebody. The hate come from inside. It never come from outside. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody always trying to get up out the jam. Somebody could have got busted and then start telling specific information that only if you're on the inside, you know shit about. You know what I'm saying? Unless they've been watching them with infrared and shit like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody with an inside job to me, because I'm like, and they got the trap floor. Somebody definitely went ahead and told.
Yeah, for real. It's without a doubt. Stop snitching, man.
Oh, I think we got a 347. I think we got a 347 call on the line. Let's see what this is.
347-203-9326. Just Peter Black Menace. Peace, peace.
What's good, my man?
Yeah, what up, Judge?
I said the whole number out. What's good, sir?
Hey, nine man. Welcome to Schoolball Radio. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, I'll be watching you. You know, you're really grinding out here. And over here at Schoolball Radio, you know, we love to give the people flowers, man, that's putting in that work, that's keeping the culture moving. You know what I'm saying? And everything I've heard
back,
from you.
Man. We got your back.
Word, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, man. Much respect.
We definitely got your back, man. Speed World Radio live in the Matrix, man. Black Poet on the check-in. Sorry for the delay.
Shout out to all y'all. Most definitely. Salute.
Yeah, so, you know, in the last year, you've been putting in some pain. You know what I'm saying?
Good looking.
Features on the road. You know, I've seen you out there with Elvis Sensei. You know, just putting in pain, man. And it's a good time for your music, man, because, you know, the industry watered down with bullshit, and it's just good to hear good hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And for those that don't know, my brother, Just P, he's from Strong Island. He originally from Strong Island, Huntington area. And, Long Island been putting out hip-hop for years. Like we have history on Strong Island. You know, there's history that comes out of here. And it's good that you contributing to that history, you know?
Word. Shout out to the whole Long Island. Shout out to Huntington, Southside, Greenlawn, Huntington Station. You know what I mean? Shout out to Amityville. You know what I mean? Shout out to Hempstead, everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real, the whole island.
No doubt, no doubt. Shout out Ron Dance, Prime Dance.
Yeah, Prime Dance. How can I forget? Why Dance? You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. You know what I mean?
Word.
We could sit here and keep
going.
We
got your back over
there,
man. We're gonna keep blocking with you.
You know what I mean?
For real. You know, I just saw the joint you did with Rusty Jux. Is that off the new project?
Oh, yeah. That's off. There's a producer out of California named Body Bag Ben. And the funny thing about the joint Snake Bite is that, I've had that beat for a minute. I was working with Ben for a minute. And then I met Rusty later on, and I still had that joint. So when the opportunity came, that's what I was working on, you know what I'm saying? And it's dope how it came out. I can't even imagine hearing that song any other way, you know what I mean? I had two other verses, a whole idea. I just never basically recorded it. And when the opportunity came, when I met Rusty out in El Paso, you know what I'm saying, Texas, you know what I'm saying? And then that was what I had, you know what I'm saying? So we got busy, and it's a dope record, you know what I'm saying? A lot of love. I was at Secret Pour, and everybody last night was like, yo, I seen the video. Yo, that joint Rusty, da-da-da-da. Like, you know what I mean? So it's good. Much appreciated. Shout out to Rusty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Rusty is definitely, a good family of ours here on Radio. You know, he's another brother that is consistent, you know, puts his pain in, you know. It's a lot of underground cats, man, like yourself, man. You know, poet is the root of that tree of putting in pain, like, consistently. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact, yo. That's a fact. Yo, Queensbridge Perry, definitely poet, yo. That's a fact, so shout out to the whole bird, my son Trash. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. Yo, quick fact, rest in peace, Killer Shaw. That's one of the first people to kind of recognize what we're doing. He took us up to Marley's crib. That's basically like the first, you know what I mean, established artist that we first started working with. You know what I mean? He used to come to the crib. Like, shout out to the Bridge. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole, you know what I mean, Screwball fan. You know what I mean?
No doubt, though, man. Right. You know, we respect your art, man. Your art is definitely appreciated. And we definitely need that hardcore shit that you dropped in your.
I'm just here to add on to the culture, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. Let the world know what time it is,
Tom. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? On that Body Bag Ben joint, yo, there's Rusty on there. There's Solomon Childs on there. We got a mean joint with my son F.U., G.S. Advance on there. You know what I mean? King Caesar from Monster Island Zombie make a surprise appearance on that joint. And it was just a fun project to work. Body Bag Ben is someone that's always putting in that work as far as the beats and the rhymes. He been working. So when the opportunity came up, I had to get busy. You know what I mean?
So for people that don't know the Just Peace story, you know what I'm saying? You know, to our listeners out there, how long you been in the game? What made you get into the
game? I mean, honestly, son, since like 2000, you know what I'm saying? Doing shit, like trying to record and drop shit since like fucking 2001, you know what I'm saying? But this time around, like, you might go a little consistent run and then life will hit you, you know what I'm saying? Or you might, for whatever reason, but been doing it for a minute, you know what I'm saying? A long minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know you was in it, and then I know, you know, not to be personal, but I know you went away for a little while.
Word. And I was trying to do, basically, just build up momentum and consistency, basically trying to drop albums every couple of months, you know what I'm saying, see how that was going to work. And then one day I went to work and didn't come home for that long, man. And then as soon as I came home, I got back like I never left, you know, trying to drop projects. This year right here is my bad. I dropped Black Canvas in January, and then we did the Body Bag Ben joint in September. That's the first time where it's more than one project, you know what I'm saying, in a year. That's what I've been trying to do this, you know what I'm saying, for a minute. So that's what we're going to keep and just build that buzz, me and my son, G.S. Advance. But, yeah, I definitely went away. Yeah, I had to sit down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out G.S. Advance. He's, you know, I know him through the Broken Home Camp. You know,
right.
FU, you know, a few other brothers. He's another one that stays consistent. And you know, I fucks with y'all. You know, I fuck with y'all for real, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We came in this together. We both from Huntington. You know what I'm saying? He's from Hempstead and moved to Huntington. But I met him in like fucking 98, 99. You know what I'm saying? He was doing what he's doing now back then. Just had his own setup. Making beats, writing rhymes, you know what I'm saying? He was the first person I basically seen that just had, like, full packs of cigarettes as a kid, ounces, you know what I'm saying? He was just that guy. And he had the beat machine. He had the first setup where you could record, you know what I'm saying? 9th, 10th grade. And then we just been rocking. But me, I moved around and went crazy, you know what I'm saying? And he had a hell journey, too. But one thing is that we've always been doing this music, you know what I'm saying? He went to Five Towns the year before I went to Five Towns. I went to Five Towns 2001 in Long Island. And it was like Chrisette Michelle, that singer chick, was there that year. It was wild battles everywhere you went, you know what I'm saying? And that's really what we, that was 2001. You know what I'm saying? Where we really tried to, like, get shit going. We had a group called Splinter Cell. And then we met Kayla Shaw and Shaw's Rock with Splinter Cell for a little minute. And then we broke up. I had some children, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Then you start running around. And go to jail. And then here we are. But the common denominator is that we've been trying to rock this music for a minute. You know what I'm saying? There's a joint, like today on streaming right now, is my first project from 2007. I just put it on streaming a couple of weeks ago. But that's like 07, you know what I'm saying? Where it was like my first real solo project, you know what I'm saying? Other than like group shit with other niggas and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And that's up today, you know what I'm saying? But we'll be doing it in a minute, my nigga. You know what I mean?
What got you into hip hop? Like,
I don't know. My whole family's musical. You know what I'm saying? Like that ass man. Like, I'm from Huntington, where like now I'm nearly from Huntington. If y'all know who that is. And Ledger, you know what I'm saying, that runs with the Backbot Gang of Jix Diamonds. He's from Huntington. Those are both my blood cousins. Like, we're all just, I don't know, I guess it's in our blood. My little brother's like a fucking instrument prodigy where he'll just sit with an instrument, rock out, and be in church playing that instrument for the rest of his life and didn't take a lesson at all. My mother, you know what I'm saying, I guess. But me, I just chose to do it with hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, the same way it just happens to be. My two other cousins happened to use hip hop. Nam could have been any type of other thing. Like, Nam's an ill producer. He could have, you know what I mean? Nam's very super. I seen him last night, and I'm like, yo, this shit is dope. You know what I'm saying? And that's my cousin. You know what I'm saying? Same as Ledger. But this is just how we grew up. You know what I'm saying? It's in our blood. You know what I'm saying? Growing up in church. You know what I mean? Shit like that. You know what I mean?
Got you.
Do you always rhyme, or do you make beats? You DJ, like, what elements of hip hop you possess besides just spitting?
I mean, honestly, y'all, like the culture, hip hop is the culture. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I grew up in like the Zulu Nation for a minute.
You never got involved. So you don't mix beats or nothing like that, do you?
No. As far as like the other type of facets, I honestly would say I could sit and do like exec shit for any artist. Like, I'll do all the fucking footwork of calling people, emailing people, you know what I'm saying, looking over type shit. So that would be my other way, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just fucking do that with my projects, the GS projects, you know what I'm saying? Where he's more like the producer and the engineer and shit, but not so much of the, you know what I'm saying? The behind-the-scenes exec type shit, you know what I'm saying? Not even exec, just looking in, like, basically that footwork and putting all that, you know what I'm saying, where you're sitting and emailing a bunch of people or answering that and then checking this or this
person,
you know what I mean?
So you
shit
do, like,
that.
A&R
I could, that
manager.
Could be, like, a whole job, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your A&R manager type.
Yeah, like I would definitely, if I didn't run, I would definitely do something like that, you know. A&R, a manager, any type of business shit. I went to Five Towns. It was a business school, music business, you know what I'm saying? And just that's right. The way my mind worked, you know what I'm saying? But that'd be like my other type of contribution, you know what I'm saying, other than fucking writing the rhymes, you know what I'm saying? But also, I could make some beats, you know what I'm saying? And I also help make a lot of beats. I'll give the sample, bring the sample. I'll be like, yo, let's do it this, you know what I'm saying? There'll be times where it'll literally be just GS doing what I say. I just don't physically, you know what I'm saying? I don't have the shit, you know what I'm saying? So, but I don't even get into that, but you know what I mean? I could do that.
I mean, you know, when you do music, you got the ear for everything, you know, because you know the kind of beat you could rhyme on, you know, you might have an idea, because like you know, poet got me into making beats. I ain't never made no beat, you know what I'm saying? But we be talking on the phone, and I be doing my little boom boom bap, and he be laughing at me and shit. But you know,
nah. Got me to, you know, you got it in you, you know.
Yeah, he got me to explore that other side, you know what I'm saying? Because I always love DJing. I'm not a DJ, but I love hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Like I could hear the sample. I know where the sample came from, you know what I mean? Like, and, you know, he was into making beats, boom, and he got me to make beats. So I done produced, you know, a couple things unreleased, but I did produce a song with me and John Jakes on my first album. On my
nice.
First full album, Cataclysm, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, hip-hop is universal, man. You was either a break dancer before you was rapping, you know what I'm saying? You was making your own mixtapes, you know, with the two pieces of paper and the tape and hitting record when, you know, Red Alert was on or Kid Capri was on WBLS back in the day, you know?
Or even when they had, like, Battle of the Beats or Hot 97, or when Hot 97 had every artist with freestyle when they went there, you know, when they really be up there, mad shit, son. Shit is crazy, son. Hey, yo, what I wanted to tell you, son, like, them samples and how you want them and what you hear, like, if you hear, like, me, son, I'll hear something that I want to hear a beat made out of, and I'll write that down, you know what I'm saying? And that could be any movie. I'll write the minute, you know what I'm saying? And that's half the battle, you know what I'm saying? Other than tapping that machine, you know what I'm saying? That's the other half, but that's definitely in you if you could do shit like that, you know what I'm saying? It's like the shit you want, you know? But, son, I used to make the pause tapes, you know? All that crazy shit, you know? I used to do the fucking tissue in the tape, you know what I mean? Taping over shit. I miss that shit. Yo, when they had the
million
on cannabis, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that was crazy. Oh, when fucking freeway. Like, man, you know? I don't have none of that. But now you get them on the internet, so it's a tough.
Right.
That's that real shit, though. Shit, man, Friday night and Saturday night, you know we want to get into it, man. I want to hear that fire, you heard?
Let's take them back. Let's take them back some older Just P for the world that's out there listening, man. Shout out to Germany. Shout out Switzerland. You know, the UK, everybody that's tuned in. Cali, Arizona, anywhere in the States, Schoolball Radio.
Let's go.
Let's bring, man. I want it.
You niggas only talking while I live it. No comparing me, a giant to a midget. To keep it wicked. Everything from jail, drugs, guns, and funds. A nigga did it. I admit half the shit I wouldn't do again. Here's a tale of people's lives and how I ruin them. I'm on the block with my man Black. Both of us got a pack, we getting it and that's that, check it. I ain't trying to hear, I gotta eat two shit. Me and my niggas been here, so what you gonna do shit? I see him symboling, he wept the wild Dominicans. We ain't care, he got stomped by the Timberlands. I took the time, ran down, applied the pressure. We seen him at the spot, put his body on the stretcher. We gave it to him, serving 38 specials. Close your eyes, the Dark Lord is here to bless you. I'm trying to get by, I gotta survive. I do what I do to stay alive. Take a look in my eyes, you see the hunger. Nobody said to be like this when I was younger. I'm trying to get by, I gotta survive. I do what I do to stay alive. Take a look in my eyes, you see the pain. I'm just trying to make it out through the storm and rain. That shit changed my whole life quick so fast. It's a blessing I can write in this notepad. I'm on the run from cops and everyone. On the same block live my baby mama and my son. Black skip town, he bounced out of state. I couldn't skip place, had a prior court case. I get knocked, everybody stood tall. No one said a word to any party that's involved. I'm home working and black touchdown. Not on my side, but another part of town. He over in Dominican territory. For what reason? Say that, another story. Some die for glory and others for the fame. Some people get a rush just to live and play the game. Black got shot, gunned down on the spot. I drop a little liquor every time I hit the block. I'm trying to get by, I gotta survive. I do what I do to stay alive. Take a look in my eyes, you see the hunger. Nobody said to be like this when I was younger. I'm trying to get by, I gotta survive. I do what I do to stay alive. Take a look in my eyes, you see the pain. I'm just trying to make it out through the storm and rain.
Time comes, you're going to parachute out a rich man. So tell me, Gordon, when does it all end, huh? How many yachts can you water ski behind? How much is enough?
It's not a question of enough, pal. It's a zero-sum game. Somebody wins, somebody loses. Money itself isn't lost or made. It's simply transferred from one perception to another. Like magic.
N-U-T, what up? Bumpy knuckle salute. Yeah. Yo, GS, we out here, right? The black menace in your area. All right. Another day, another chance to make a dollar. It ain't always on the block slinging Prada. You gotta get it in any way. Your life can finish on any day. I used to shovel snow, rake leaves, do a store run, make a few dollars real quick, then some more come, worker's permit. In high school I had a job, and still found time for the mob. And when it came to hustling, we was really struggling. Mama on the deathbed, school I was juggling. Yeah, I had to make those moves. Sneakers had a hole, I had to take those shoes. Pops wasn't there, my dad ain't around, but still sit proud when he look at me now. Not only alive, I thrive. Making power moves with the fire inside. Come on, yeah. No time to waste or to lose. When shit gets real, you better make those moves. They say God will protect only babies and fools. So when shit gets real, you better make those moves. Yeah, no time to waste or to lose. When shit gets real, you better make those moves. They say God will protect only babies and fools. So when shit gets real, you better make those moves.
I was cooking up the normal amount of coke in the kitchen, just minding my own business. I got a text from GS, he said that some niggas were snitching. D's at my crib, knocking the door off the hinges. They never catch me slipping. Finished the work, grab my bag and hit the exit. Running down the fire escape with the quickness. The block flooded with pot roast. I got the Glock on me, I ain't trying to go out by suicide by cop though. Turn around and slid, hit my eyes, played the block slow. Then I heard the skirt, somebody yell 5-0. I Joe threw my hands up and put the bag down. He cracked me on the head and threw me on the ground. Man's down. I hope they got this on tape. That Jake try to violate, try to say I tried to escape. I'm in the bookings, ain't a damn thing funny. Reminiscing on the dumb shit I did to get the money. Damn.
Yeah, no time to waste or to lose. When shit gets real, you bad to make those moves. They say God will protect only babies and fools. So when shit gets real, you bad to make those moves. Yeah, no time to waste or to lose. When shit gets real, you better make those moves. They say God will protect only babies and fools. So when shit gets real, you better make those moves. A light purse is a heavy curse. Hurts when all them bills is piling up ahead of getting worse. Signed up at a premium, feel like a comedian. Some might just impress another, go consult a medium. Deal me in the gamble, keep your eyes up on the ace. Won't commit to buy the plate till I decide I like the taste. Cash in the barrel head, can't afford advisors. Might have caught a jux or two, let's leave the past behind us. Say, my nigga dug and dug a hold on, handle money hot. Penny wise and pound foolish, always end up getting knocked. His wife already died, now she's stripped to feed the kiddos. I gave her whole advice, told her don't take no wooden nickel. Message. A penny saved is a penny earned. Trying to get that good and plenty sent me, let the semi burn. Drugs, fraud, scams, Wall Street bets, vagina. Remember, I am not a financial advisor. Yeah, no time to waste or to lose. When shit gets real, you better make those moves. They say God will protect only babies and fools. So when shit gets real, you better make those moves. Yeah, no time to waste or to lose. When shit gets real, you better make those moves. They say God will protect only babies and fools. So when shit gets real, you better make those moves.
Better make those moves. That's what I'm talking about. Hardcore shit, real shit. Lyrics make you want to rewind it. Real shit right there. Schoolboy Radio, live from the Matrix. That's what I'm talking about, though.
All right, good looking, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, appreciate that. That was
You actually saying something in your lyrics. Like, a lot of niggas ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? You saying something in your rhymes, man. And that's what I'm talking about.
Appreciate that. Storytelling,
content. You know, just delivering a message. You know, like. This is what hip hop is, man. Hip hop is reporting live from the streets, man. You know. It ain't just about killing an op or putting an op in the pack. All that bullshit that they playing on the radio, like, you know, hip hop is more soulful than that shit, man. And that's what it's missing. You know, that's what it's missing. Right. Not in the underground. Not in the underground. Like, it's dead in the underground. Like, great music is coming out the underground. You know, it's just the mainstream is diluting it. You know what I'm saying? It's playing the bullshit. You know what I mean?
That's why we playing the real shit, so niggas gonna get the whiff of that real shit all the time.
In fact, I think it was live from the Matrix for real.
See, that shit proper, man. Don't stop.
So you've been in the game.
Let's go.
So you've been in the game since 01. You said you came up with Killer Shy. How did you link with the Low Lives? Because I see that you rep Low Lives, you know.
Yeah. It started
100%.
Yeah, because... Like we started Splinter Cell with, like, in 2001, GS Advance. I said that. We ran into Mac Motion. Mac Motion introduced us to Sean and Trav and shit like that. But then, like 04, 05, like 07, when I did the Essence, you know what I mean? I did, like, yeah, probably. But the Low Lives, like, the Low Lives, honestly, friends. Cause like even like GS Advance and Gems, like the whole Broken Home, I wasn't even on the polo tip or nothing. I was more like, cause like professionally with Chamber Music, that's like 09, you know what I'm saying? And shit like that. And then I started working with like Solid and Childs and Buddha Monk. Buddha Monk is like another mentor to me where we're like heavily working with like Brooklyn Zoo, you know what I'm saying? And then when GS started working with Broken Home, That's like bridging of the gaps, because me and GS is always together. So I wasn't even, and then back then I had dreads. I'm running around with jewel beads, wearing black all the time because I was a bouncer. Like that song y'all played live from the Ave, the story is about me being a bouncer on the Ave and also doing my thing on the side. And I got caught up with it, you know what I'm saying? But I used to constantly wear black, you know what I'm saying, for both reasons, you know what I'm saying? But when I went up north and I cut my dreads and I got some glasses, I already said I'm going to go home and start wearing, like, collared shirts and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I did that. I came home and started rocking just straight polo. But I ran in a bar low, which is one thing. And he was just like, yo, the L's in your heart. And then I started getting into it, linked up with Rock Low, you know what I'm saying? And then...
Yeah, shout out.
People,
shout out Big Bro Ball Low.
Hell yeah. And Rock, you know what I'm saying? And Rock, you know what I'm saying? But then really when I started fucking with like Louis the Fourth is Miami family, you know what I'm saying? But I know him through like Papa Wu and chamber music way back, you know what I'm saying? Way back then, you know what I'm saying? So now, you know what I'm saying? That's one. When I started fucking with LeBron James, just like LeBron James, I talked to him on the phone for like an hour and a half. When he come out here, I see him go to his crib, his family crib and all that. So linking up with him, and I just started running with that team, you know what I'm saying? And that's when, you know what I mean, both hours, you know what I'm saying? And been doing it ever since, you know what I'm saying? But that's after I came home. I came home in 2020, you know what I'm saying? And shit like that. And you could see it, like you look on Live on the Ave, I'm rocking Low, but I'm knocked on. That's when I first came home, you know what I'm saying? But that's all I did. Like, I came home in jail with a pink fucking polo, you know what I'm saying? Not even on no funny shit, just that's what, you know what I'm saying? That's what it was. But, yeah, man, you know what I mean? Shout out to the whole fucking Low Zone. You know what I mean? Everybody in the motherfucking flow. All of those, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to my
how
team.
How long
you
been, how long you went away for?
Not long, man. Two flat, two posts. I went 18 and fucking came home 2020, did parole 22, you know what I'm saying? Here we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you know,
and
like...
That's straight. That's not even fucking bailing out and fighting the case on outside. That's dead ass. Me going to work and never coming home. I had no idea I was going to get signed. All the shit I did, man, I had no idea. You know what I'm saying? I stopped doing that shit. And just one day I went to work and never came home for like, you know what I'm saying, 479 days. Out of nowhere.
That's crazy.
And that's where you're paying your apartment. I straight live alone. You know what I'm saying? I've lived alone since 15. That's not where I could do it. You know what I'm saying? Do 20-something months. You know what I'm saying? Just like that. That shit was hard. It wasn't hard, but it was hard. You know what I'm saying? It was out. It could have been worse, but
yeah,
it was out.
You know, I used to be around Broken Home all the time. You know, poet to tell you, you know, I was going out, I was everywhere, you know.
I know, but that's when I'm like, because I was a bouncer, so like, not too many, I used to work at nights, where not many nights I could get away and do like, and GS would do it, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes I could get away, like if I'm on the bill, or we going, you know what I'm saying, to the studio, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that, and we doing a video shoot. But like, I did, like, I couldn't always do it because I work nights, and then I'm also doing dumb shit at night, you know what I'm saying? So I, like, it was crazy. One time I was wilding so hard, I had to stop, and I'm like, yo, I gotta go do a video. Like, it was to the next day, because I was a bouncer, and I used to do my thing on the side, you know what I'm saying? So 10 to 4, then after hours spot, and it was so crazy, where I was like, oh shit, I gotta motherfucking do Toshi at 1. I straight left, you know what I'm saying? And doing dumb shit like
right.
that, you know what I'm saying? I straight up went to work one day and did not come home, you know what I'm saying? I was lying, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, you made it back, and that's what counts, man. You made it back home, and that's what counts, you heard? We all got caught up.
It, you know what I'm saying? Make the best of
it.
I just see my son Mo Rockets. My son Mo Rockets from Grindway. He was up north together. We just talked about that last night at the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good to see that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because we used to talk about rap shit and the motherfucking cube and shit like that. You know? But yeah, man. And it's not even like son. It's just too flat. But you know what I mean? It's jail time. That shit was hard. But man, I ain't never trying to do that. Shout out to everybody up there. Like, the crazy part is my day job now is prison reform. You know what I'm saying? I'm a social worker, and like the company does prison reform, where we're trying to restoration of four, where you can vote in jail. You know what I'm saying? Where you're able to vote not only Rikers Island, but in like prison. You know what I'm saying? Not only where, like, before I started working for that company, they're the reason why you could vote when you're on parole or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And now those people are going where you could vote while you're in prison, where my day job is doing shit like that, plus shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's dope to be able to, you know what I mean? That's why I don't hide that You know what I'm saying? I tell everybody, like, yeah, I was in jail. And then when I tell them what my day job is, they just stutter and look. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And that's the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, just because you go to jail don't mean that you're not a civilized person. You know, just people get caught
up. Right, right. And that's what we tell the politicians. Like, you should be able to let them vote in jail. They're the most civically engaged people. They know exactly what's going on. You know what I'm saying? That's where the vote counts. Them niggas be up there knowing shit. For no other reason at all, just to know shit.
Because if you know, like, the government, the Governor Hochul, she just passed the law that, you know, if you did a crime, not saying murder or anything like that, but if you did a crime and after 8 years, you know, that your slate will be wiped clean. You know what I mean?
Oh, I seen that this morning, earlier, right? That's what that is? What?
Yeah. So, like, if you committed a crime and you did your time and you came home and you stay out of trouble for, let's just say, 6 years, 8 years, you know, that could it could be expunged. It could be expunged and not be on your record. You know what I mean?
I like the field that I work in. You know what I'm saying? If I never, ever, like, because I'm someone like I've done a lot of manual jobs. You know, I was a bouncer. I would do fucking cook, shit like that. But the job I have now, like, giving back to the community in a real way is dope. Where I'm, and it also affords me to be able to work on my music. I could be like, I got this to do. And they'll be like, ah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? I could be like, right. I'm not showing up or whatever. You know what I mean? And they will understand.
Yeah, the
and they're also very supportive. So I like this.
Yeah, but the good thing is that, you know, you was an inmate and you coming back to the world and fighting for the other people's rights that are locked away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that has to happen. That has to happen, yo. That's going to be a good look, yo. And that has to be. Word to mother, I'm not even going to lie. I guarantee they're going to bring that up and like, when? What do you think that just happened to me? Tuesday, yo, what is today? Tuesday, I guarantee you. Tuesday they're going to talk about that, yo. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, that's what's up, yo, because you need that. It's like recidivism and shit like that to the way you don't go back in to be, like, fucking civically engaged, where you might not. It kind of reduces recidivism, which is, you know what I mean, going right back, the ability to just go right back. I seen one dude where he just said how he came home one day, he just started doing dumb shit. I said, I've never heard a person say that before, yo. At least you tried not to. He said, I just, you know what I mean? Crazy. I don't know, because work the mother out of how
yeah, you know,
it's
but,
hard.
But some people like it in there, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
some like
my,
it.
Yo, I'm glad you said that, because that is the thing. But most people don't know, like, a felony is like the Constitution where they expand on what's a felony and then push it towards people. And so you can't vote because you got a felony. But then they fucking dump, like, you know what I mean? They kind of make the definition of a felony bigger, and then they target black and brown people. And then in my job, they have the white people say that. That shit is fire. And I'll be like, damn. Because it ain't like, that shit is real facts, you know? Like, even though we do a lot of crime, but they definitely manufactured and manipulated that from the jump, yo. Crazy.
Yeah, because it was created to keep us down. You know what I'm saying? It was what it was created for. But
right.
You know, for the people out there, you know, it's Saturday night. You definitely want to give the people more Just P. Where you at?
Man.
You been on the low with? Where the fuck you at?
Who, me?
King Eric.
Yeah, I've just been listening to y'all, man. I'm just making sure the music and everything run good because I had to switch my laptop.
Oh, man.
I had to switch my laptop around to get it on charge. But, yeah, we're going to get some music going in and we'll be right back.
No doubt.
Let's go. Schoolboy Radio. Just P.
Well, Sandra and Joe, this neighborhood is feeling the sting of street violence. 10 people were shot on this block.
Hey, yo. Off top, you rap niggas is pussy.
They say a bird in the hand is more than one in the bush. I say the lemon where the kick is hitting more than a crush. And if you niggas step to me, you getting more than a push. Your flow, a light drizzle, my beat, tsunami drip. She waiting for the answer, Texas, punani pics. Medical attention, emergency, your body gets. Put hands and feet to you, like karate flips. Five fingers of death, squeeze a black fish. You might have had a chance one day, but need practice. I write a whole rhyme in my sleep, recording my dreams. Wake up, then I ruin your day, the slaughter your team, the black menace. I'm certified beneficial, and where you headed, that chain can't take it with you. So what's the issue? You better give it up clean, and clear out any everything in your genes. Nah, I mean, my regime be supreme. I blow the whole spot and disappear off the scene.
Well, Sandra and Joe, this neighborhood is feeling the sting of street violence. 10 people shot on
dirty back blocks at the south side. Punch you in the face, watch your mouth fly. You better run and pick your teeth up. This shit is banging through your speaker. How many mics I rip? Many. Your girl ass rappers is late for Manny Petty. I throw a left hook at your jaw, land it heavy. I want any dollars you got, every penny. No threat empty, I spit it to you with a promise. And rap was the school I passed with all honors. Obama, I get it poppin' with a trap phone. Turn the welfare cell line to a trap phone. Not to brag, I just had to get the bag. My son got more than I had with a dad. What you know about looking for food that isn't there? Keep going to the kitchen, knowing that shit is bare. The mind playing tricks on me. A ghetto boy in a dark room, then it clicked on me. I'm a monster, conquer. Feed on souls of imposters. Your noodle had it boiling hot like it was pasta, nigga. Dirty back blocks at the south side. Punch you in the face, watch your mouth fly. You better run and pick your teeth up. The shit is banging through your speaker. Dirty back blocks at the south side. Punch you in the face, watch your mouth fly. You better run and pick your teeth up. The shit is banging through your speaker.
Well, Sandra and Joe, this neighborhood is feeling the sting of street violence. 10 people were shot on this block.
Yo, y'all niggas better show some respect, or end up with your hat slumped down, hanging off of your neck. Y'all niggas puppy pet, pussy wet. Oh, that's your little gang, more like a goofy set. Hoopy neck, empty threats, get your car filled up. These words are sharp, every bar will cut. Don't argue with us, we the best, no debate. Take your girl on the date, the first one beat your way. The pressure's on, got my back up on the wall. I be hitting on the mic like I'm scrapping on the ball. No man can withstand the sheer power I got. Walk up on you at the scene, then devour your spot. Neighborhood black galactus, need lots of practice. Leave your house, you get sent back in ashes. Just being all black, that means I'm menacing. Your wifey is a queen, she's just a gremlin. Walking in my sleep with a loaded tech. Smiling, asking if they're sure when they throw a threat. I'm speeding to the edge of life here with no regrets. Suggest talking to me nice, nigga, show respect. Suggest talking to me nice, nigga, show respect. They said I got some numbers missing from my Rolodex. I'm speeding to the edge of life here with no regrets. Suggest talking to me nice, nigga, show respect.
They gonna hunt you for the rest of your days. You guys, you want this. You're not safe, but you're worried.
Oh, fuck.
Everything you love, you're gonna lose.
You're
hurting.
Tuck in the culture power. I'm from the era where I play the haze with 5G's without a cell tower. Eddie Bauer coat, stash with the dope. Black dirty, dirty, dirty with the Fetty Wap soap. Smoke from the eyes, front toe from the eye. Bumping LOX, bagging up something roared the lock. She want a little change just to get up in the slot. Not from me, cause my D on Baylor, I crush box. Straight business, lopsided, the ground pilot. The way I aviate, slide without a stylist. Respect is reciprocated. If not, I'll send an Irishman to get your house painted. I go to war if I don't get payment. It's not the money, about principle, and everything's graded. I need respect with the K at the end. You get aired out if you think you're rolling with rent.
Walking in my sleep with a loaded check. Smiling at them if they sure when they throw a threat. I'm speeding to the edge of life here with no regrets. Suggest talking to me nice, nigga, show respect. Suggest talking to me nice, nigga, show respect. They said I got some numbers missing from my Rolodex. I'm speeding to the edge of life here with no regrets. Suggest talking to me nice, nigga, show respect.
My life, the sequel, evil, like a record deal contract, rap game, Sub-Zero shit, Mortal Kombat, contact your kin, your life force spin, I spend most night home conjuring a gin, if we got beef, I follow to the end, and throw up heavy metal like I'm powered in the gym, straight up.
Venomous snake bite, followed by severe pain, punks the wound in the arm and it's near flame, Vic Viper, get the crowd hyper, blow the cypher, hip-hop for lifer. Catch me out in Queens with the kings of the barrio. Catch a body, yo, I'm a motherfucking Sicario. Hitman, get $100,000 for a mark. Night vision goggles, I'm clipping targets in the dark. I spark semi, empty cartridges and mini ops. Plus another bag of backup ammo for any cop that need a buck or two. I pull it out, you through. Rusty jokes coming straight from that Brooklyn suit. Salute to Just P, get ready for the grand finale. Rolling over weak rappers in the grand finale. Super solid, you can't score me with slander. Rusty Jukes, King Cobra Commander.
The American Dream. Yeah. And now we're gonna turn it into a nightmare.
Amazing thing about snakes is that they reproduce spontaneously.
What do you mean?
They have both male and female sex organs. That's why somebody you don't trust, you call a snake. How can you trust a guy who can literally go fuck themselves?
Wordplay, murderous sentencing. Many dead MCs, no need to mention in the list. Longer than the struggles I lived through. You wouldn't want to survive the shit I've been through. The hard times made it so we all shine. So for lost time, we light it more than one time. Go on and celebrate. Smoking that shit to color lemonade. I'm trying to elevate, so we'll get straight. She only with you for the introduction. Once you bring her in my presence, then we get the fucking. Got her rubbing all around on my chubby stomach. Conversations in the nude over getting blunted. It's nothing, this type of shit is on the daily. The chef is in the kitchen, got the fishes looking scaly. Yeah, roll another one and then another. Let's get to work and put these dead bodies undercover. See them bag the bodies, I'm the mortician. We the endless niggas out with the raw spittin'. So light them up, light them. So light them up, light them. So light them up, light them, light them. See them bag the bodies, I'm the mortician. We the endless niggas out with the raw spittin'. So light them up, light them. So light them up, light them. So light them up, light them. Build the paper up with calliness. Spark the swift, now I'm ready for the challenges. One hit of that perk, I go to work. Peace, speak, berserk, MCs, they need dirt, it hurts. I know you really wanna get familiar, but your flow is outdated like some sensimilia. Spare me that rap, talking lyrical. The gun blow your mind, have it sticking like Gorilla Glue. You OD push, you get OD mush. I'm known in every hood, I'm like OG Kush. Look, see, never in your wildest blue dreams. You'll never get the win with that frivolous rhyme scheme. New York Diesel, a specialist just to piece you. No more sequels, I'm in it for the root of evil. Yeah, so light another one and then another. Let's get to work and put these dead bodies undercover. See them bag the bodies, I'm the mortician. We the endless niggas out with the raw spitting. Yeah. So light them up, light them. So light them up, light them. So light them up, light them, light them. See them bag the bodies, I'm the mortician. We the endless niggas out with the raw spitting. Yeah. So light them up, light them. So light them up, light them. So light them up, light them.
That's dope. Yeah, that's dope. That's what I'm talking about. Boy Radio.
That's on fire.
In the Matrix.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. What y'all think about? What y'all think about? What y'all think about? Yo, P. What you think about that nigga Snoop talking about? He's gonna stop smoking bud.
Yo, I mean, I don't know. I would like to see, because I wouldn't be mad if he switched. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be mad because it's hard. But it'd be dope if he could do it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I wouldn't be mad.
Before,
that's why I wouldn't have said that.
He quit before for like a month.
Yeah, yeah. And that's not really quitting. That's pretty good. But he made this big announcement. That's what I'm saying. So I wouldn't be mad, but that'd be dope if he did, yo. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I mean, you know, I used to smoke heavy, you know, and I quit for like a good year and change, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I do think it's like, you know, habits and shit like that, people, places, or whatever. Because I could quit, and then, you know what I mean? I could stop, and then just be rocking. So I don't know. I don't know if I never made an announcement because I don't want to slip, you know what I mean? So I kind of maybe want to fade it out. I don't know if I want to make an announcement, especially if I was stupid.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
I'll just fade it out. You know what I'm saying? It's weird.
That nigga going to feel butt-ass naked.
He's
going to
stop smoking.
He ain't
saying nothing about the edibles.
Exactly. And that's the thing, too. That's why, there you go. There you go. Thank you for reminding me of that. That is true. So that's probably how you're going to get around it. And then that's even better, because it is kind of hard to smoke in your later years. You know what I'm saying? So the edibles. I'm just saying.
I mean,
but
the edible high is way different than the smoker high.
That's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
And
I hate the
edibles. I don't know if I want to eat like that. I smoke a lot. I don't know if I want to eat
edibles.
Like I smoke. That's what I wear.
Them edibles that have you fucking drooling on yourself sitting on the couch.
Yeah. That's a fact. I hate that shit. So.
Fucking smoking enough for a couple lifetimes. That nigga smoked enough bud for a few lifetimes anyway.
Yeah.
Christ,
he's 60, so he all right.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going into the studio. I don't know how it's going to affect his creativity because a lot of cats still they can't function without the influence. Because, you know, he did create the Chronic and Doggy Style, all his dead stuff on there.
I don't know, but, you know, for my experience, you know, being in the lab without the bud, you know, I'll be saying some shit.
Yeah,
you know, the bud might slow you down. The bud might slow you down. The bud fuck up your, you know, the bud give you cotton mouth. You know what I'm saying? It kind of takes your energy.
Niggas that be stopping bud. Niggas that be stopping bud, we want to start talking about what it do bad for. Or it do this.
Nah. It's just what I noticed. You know what I'm saying? For me, that's what I noticed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can see that though. You know what I'm saying? I can see that. There is benefits to that smoking, you know, but I don't know. I'm gonna try it one day. Hopefully, it'll be a good day when I do.
Nah, let's stop. He smoked enough, bud. That nigga don't need to smoke no more.
Yo, Willie,
I need
Willie
a blunt
Nelson as a he's about to die from all that smoking. Willie Nelson. So who knows?
So,
maybe to stop now.
Yo, for the people out there that want to get up with you and get your music, where could they find your music? Like,
man, yo, just
physical copies. Because I'm really against the streaming bullshit. But like, where can the fans buy physical copies from Just
Yo,
P?
They be out there, son. Like, you can holler. You can Google and holler anyone, like Chamber Music, any album is up if for physical. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to have cassettes of what is that? Eating Dreams for Breakfast. You know what I'm saying? With X-Ray the Mindbender and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But Yeah. We're about to have cassettes to that album, yo. You know what I'm saying? But you hit me. I do shit like I'll burn you or send you joints that, you know what I mean, we ain't even working on. You know what I'm saying? People hit me directly, and I'll just give them shit. I have shit that I sit on, like stickers and physicals, just for people just be like, yo, holla at me. And if they do that, I'll send them something like, you know what I mean, shit I'm working on. And I'm always working on a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? So hit me up. I remember I seen my memories and I did like some crazy bundle. I was like, holy shit. You know what I'm saying? So I've been doing this. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm out there. Again, Just P 100, Google Just P. And I come right up. Big black dude. I got a lot of shit out there. And we out there. You know what I'm saying? Or see me in the street. If you recognize me, for whatever reason, just holler at me. You know what I'm saying?
What you got coming up? Got any shows coming up? You got any tours?
Yeah, I'm doing Beer Wax on December 1st with my son FU and GS Advance, and I think AAB, that's December 1st. I'm doing December 9th, right? Marston House, you know what I'm saying, Philly, so look out for that. I'm gonna shoot out and see the Low Bros, you know what I'm saying? What is that, the 20th? You know what I'm saying? January 20th, I'm going to be out there with Thurston and them. What else is there, yo? And then I got an album with Bo Fat, you know what I'm saying, Razorblade Business Deals. I got another album where who's on there? Deep Miners is on there. Ren Thomas is on there. I got two joints by Love, you know what I'm saying? I got Ledger on there. I got a bunch of joints. I got a whole album that I'm working on with Swag where it's just, I don't even think I'm putting nobody on there. I'm about to just get back where it's just with the home team, you know what I'm saying? It's just getting busy, you know what I'm saying? I got the two L's make a W. Me and Louis the Fourth got an album, sir, where it's going to be Woo features, you know what I'm saying? And like Low features, you know what I'm saying? I got DJ Ellis Christ on there. We're going to have Solomon Childs on there. A bunch of people on there. We working on that. Me and Louis got like eight joints, you know what I'm saying? I got that joint for you that I should have sent you that's going to be fire, you know what I'm saying? So
right,
I got
right.
a lot coming up, you know what I'm saying, a lot. I got Another joint with like my Brooklyn Zoo family. I got a couple of joints with my Brooklyn Zoo family. I just spoke to Buddha Mark a couple of days ago, you know what I'm saying? So a lot's out there, you know what I'm saying? You just Google Just P Mahan on Instagram, and I'm out there. You see me in the streets and be like, yo, what up? And I'm there, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, that's just,
so on that note, let people know your social media handles, where they could follow you. You know, they can stay up to date with your movements. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The Instagram is JUSP100. You know what I'm saying? And then you Google Just P, JUSP, and all the albums come out. You know what I'm saying? I think the fucking Facebook might be JUSP, the Zoo Bullies. And that had to be the Zoo Bullies is like Brooklyn Zoo fan. I was like, oh, when did I do that? Way back in the day. But yeah, man, JUSP100, Instagram, and I'm out there. JUSP. Spotify, you know what I mean? Everywhere, all DSPs.
So on that note,
that's what's up.
We're peace to y'all, radio. Yo, peace to y'all no too, doubt. Man. Peace to y'all whole movement, man. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Yeah,
we're
trying to hold
this
shit down.
Yeah. As they will say, represent for the culture and giving guys like you that light.
Y'all, I appreciate that.
Front line.
Ah, yeah. That's a fact. Good looking.
So on that note.
Yeah, before we go, man, I want to shout out my nigga Roy Flush. Before I go, man, I want to shout out Roy Flush
out.
I bumped into my thumb.
Shout out to Flush, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody around. The Mac Motion, what up, yo? You know what I'm saying?
He's going to beat that cancer. We're going to keep it popping, man.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Let's go. Cool Hand, Schoolboy Radio. Until next time. Same school time.
Same school channel.
That's no doubt, man.
Make
peace.
Cool Hand.
The black menace at the back block, Southside Street, where you could catch a slug for what your mouth might speak. I'm from the place where mayor of the city was a gang member. Cops as crooked as ever, don't let the game catch a scar on the boulevard, north side of Linden. Some hoods banging blood, other places they be crippin'. Me, I ain't trippin' or even ever stumble. Move like craving a hunter in any jungle. I come through spec shining like a fresh Cuban. I death jam my foot in your face, I'm Rick Rubin. Them young boys out on the block with sticks shooting. Baby mamas grabbing the kids and get moving. Shit's ruthless, sometimes it's hard to maintain. I open up the page and let it fall off the brain. Product of the environment, drugs bring the violence in. All by design, that's the truth, they be silencing.
The concrete block, the hustle round the clock. The fake test screaming, the hoes be steady selling watch. Get that money, Lord, and don't end up getting shot. Go from roaches and rats to mansions in the yacht. I could kill two stones with one bird. I could kill two stones with one bird. I could kill two stones with one bird. The darkest corners of the city, what we call the earth.
Silver surface, clip inserted, 12 diverted. Youngin' getting murdered, killers exerted. We put it in work, these niggas is worthless. Concrete blocks where suckers get shot. Fiends and corrupt cops, drug dens and opioid addictions. Blowing doors off the hinges, niggas get found slumped in buildings. All for the love of drug dealing. Colors control corners, for the dollar there's no honor. Some live for the drama to kidnap your baby mama. Move with armor, New York City gotta stay witty. Dubbed in 50s, mindset gritty. Trying to get mine respectfully, I'm cut from a pedigree. My niggas got Wu head tendencies. Best friends turn enemies from the jealousy. Get left like Kennedy, can it be? Also simple dark corners will be the death for you. The concrete jungle, I can kill two stones with one bird. That's my word, that's my word.
The concrete block, the hustle round the clock. The fake test screaming, the hoes be steady selling watch. Get that money, Lord, and don't end up getting shot. Go from roaches and rats to mansions in the yacht. I could kill two stones with one bird. I could kill two stones with one bird. I could kill two stones.
at the shop. Go from roaches and bats to mansions in the yacht. I could kill two stones with one bird. I could kill two stones with one bird. I could kill two stones with one bird. The darkest corners of the city, what we call the earth.